Hey, what is going on, all you lovely, lowly people out there? This is the Lowly SDR, Eric Smith, your host, coming at you with the episode and podcast brought to you by Above Ground, the one-stop shop for all your marketing and content needs. And for this episode, that's all you're going to get. No more bullshit, none of all that sponsorships and all of that. Here to reconnect with all of y'all. I guess we could consider this season three. If we go by like the years, you know, first season was 2020, and you know, it was a crazy year, and I think that's where the show had a lot of success. And last year it just kind of fell off, not gonna lie to you guys. And you know, 2021 was an interesting year, and we'll get into all of that, but I just kind of want to take this time to just say, like, you know, sorry that episodes have been slow. I really fucking miss doing this podcast. But there's a lot of reasons why I didn't. And, you know, I had to do what I had to do last year. And I had my fucking speakers on with my microphone. But anyways, like, 2021. All right. So I saw success with the podcast in 2020. And the whole idea behind this was, yeah, to create a podcast. But I was fired and I needed to fucking figure this out. I needed to make money. And I really didn't see a path for me going back into sales because I was an AE. I took a role as an SDR thinking that, you know, the company that I got hired on, that I could build a career with and that I could move up in the company. But to be completely honest with you guys, I just never saw that as a path for me. I've always been an entrepreneur. I always wanted to be my own boss, and I kind of saw it as a stepping stone. And when I got fired, I just assumed that if I took another SDR role, not only would I be pigeonholed as an SDR, but if, say, it didn't work out and I got fired or I left or something like that, it's going to look really bad on my resume because my career path isn't typical for most people. And so when I created the podcast, I created Above Ground because it was a company I always wanted to create. And at the time, I was just thinking, like, you know, I have all these skills, video editing, audio editing, you know, web design. I was decent at marketing just from the music stuff that I did. So I was like, you know what? I'm creating this podcast. I'm going to use Above Ground as proof of concept. So released the Lowly SDR, and to my surprise, it kind of blew up. And that's when, you know, I had Tyler on as my first guest. And as we kind of started to gain popularity, it was just natural for me to bring Tyler in. And in the beginning, I asked him if he wanted to be a part of it. He was hesitant. And then later on, when he saw the growth of the show, we kind of teamed up, right? And so he was instrumental in getting guests and kind of introducing me into the sales space and stuff like that. So using the Lowly SDR as a proof of concept for Above Ground, the original idea was podcasting services, video, you know, help people release podcasts. However, you know, and there's a ton of companies out there that do really well with that. There's Sweetfish Media. There's a company that's popping up right now called Salescast. It's kind of like a SaaS platform that looks pretty interesting. Motion.io is another one that I've looked at that's kind of B2B sales focused. That's pretty cool. And they charge a lot of money. But I quickly found out that my hair's all fucked up. I quickly found out that that's a tough industry. And, you know, but it was cool. In the very beginning, one of my first clients was Galem Girmay. Shout out to Galem. She's fucking awesome. I helped her, you know, create What Is Your Legacy? And off the top of my head, I'm blanking on some of the other podcasts I worked on. But, you know, it was cool. So I helped her with that. I helped another client later down the road create a full podcast, but never got released. And that's the problem, is that it's a commitment from people. And I learned either that people either wanted to learn it from themselves, they wanted to have full ownership of what they were doing, or they didn't really understand how much time commitment it took from them. Even if I'm the host of it, and I'm recording it and I'm editing it, you know, then they're expecting me to release it, me to promote it, etc., right? Or it just goes by the wayside. Anyways, that aside, podcast started taking off and I started getting interest for clients. And one of the first big ones that I had, and I'm gonna try not to name drop and stuff like that because I have a bad habit of that, but I'm sure you guys can figure that, like, who all these people are. But I came across a product, I was taking a demo and I got hired on, and I was interested in buying the software that they had or whatever, looking into it. And they just started asking me about myself and what I do. And they were like, hey, we want to hire you. You want to join our team. And at first it was like, they wanted me to be like a full-time employee. And I was kind of like, I had this issue a lot where people were trying to give me jobs, which I'm not ungrateful for. But as an entrepreneur trying to build something, it was frustrating when people would be like, you know, hey, you want an SDR job? You want this? Like, what part of me, I'm growing a business, do you not fucking understand? You know, like, maybe you don't think it's possible, or maybe you don't believe in me, but it really, I did kind of take it as a shot at myself. Anyways, they were like, well, you know, you could come in and you probably wouldn't have to work that much, you know, like maybe you put in 20, 30 hours and then you can go do your stuff on the side. So I'm like, yeah, that never happens. Even in the, you know, full-time job, you're still doing a bunch of shit afterwards. But we kind of negotiated something where I was going to be their content community manager, and I overlooked kind of two different companies. And it was great. It was cool. And especially at the time, I was getting benefits, which I worked out. I was getting paid about $3,000 a month to help them out. But what happened quickly is I was working on two different companies, and I was only getting paid really for one. So negotiated a bigger contract to help me take care of some of the stuff that they needed the most, like website, SEO, all this other stuff. So around that time, I started getting more and more clients. So got hired by a company that was looking to release a beta and do some stuff like video, graphic design, some SEO, all that type of stuff. Now, while I was learning all this stuff also at the same time. Like, I knew a little bit about SEO and web design. I built websites before, and I understood SEO at like fundamental level, but it's a lot different when you're dealing with a company that's trying to rank for national SEO, and you know, they're paying you good amount of money. I had to take a crash course on all that shit. And so not only was I growing my business, I'm trying to figure out how to work with clients. I'm learning stuff like, you know, even video editing. I've been doing that shit for a long time, but you know, there's different skills that you learn, and you kind of don't know what you don't know until you get into it. And I started to really kind of start to become a professional in all these areas. And so that's just like tons of YouTube. And at the same time, I was in a very serious relationship. And this girl, I was madly in love with, and I thought that there was a future there, you know, kids and marriage and all that stuff. And she was really awesome in the beginning, very supportive. She's a huge fan of the podcast and stuff like that. So, unfortunately it didn't work out. And, you know, that was an extra pressure, was, you know, doing all this full time and the podcast, and trying to build relationships as well. It was a juggling act. And I also deal with like mental health, and just like juggling all that stuff was crushing me. And let alone, you know, my relationship with Tyler, that has been an up and down situation. Now, I love Tyler. He's, you know, he's still a great friend of mine. Me and him don't talk that often as much, but we're a lot busier now. We're both kind of doing our own things. And, you know, our relationship started off of us working together at Sendoso. So that was kind of a natural thing. And then he eventually moved to Austin. And, you know, he deals with his own stuff too. So there was a lot of stuff that went on between me and him, good and bad. And so it was awkward. Like, doing the show without him was weird. He wanted to still continue to do the show. At times he didn't want to do it at all, and then he did, and, you know, trying to find guests and release episodes. It was just a lot. So I had to kind of make a choice. And towards the end of last year, so I still released 8 episodes last year. It didn't feel like any, really, because the year before that, we kind of at least released maybe 1 to 2 a month, sometimes once a week. And so even though I didn't feel like I released anything, we still did release 8 episodes, and I just don't think a lot of them were very good. I was kind of rushing them out. I was just kind of do it to do it. And I fell out of love with doing this podcast. And so me and my ex, we broke up, and that was really tough on me. One of my best friends died, and I got really sick for a little while. And then I was on the business side, things were like going very great. Like I took off, I was on track to, break 6 figures, which I eventually did, you know, at the end of the last year. But when I was kind of on my rise and on my peak, it all crashed at the same fucking time. Like it was intense. Like, at one point, I was making around $20,000 a month, and I just thought that would, like, last forever. I just thought that would, you know, I thought I was like, okay, I cracked the code. I figured this out. All the clients that I got were, like, pure inbound, word of mouth, like, kind of just fell into my laps, and I just assumed that that's how things were going to be, and was farthest from the truth. Because some companies ran out of money or had to end contracts, or we finished out contracts and they didn't renew, or people just straight up fired me. And some, you know, my biggest client fired me, and that didn't really go over well. I wasn't really happy with the reasons. I understood why, but there was just some parts of it that didn't sit well with me. I didn't feel like they handled it very well. And you know, on my side, like, I take a lot of responsibility too, because things were not going well for me in, like, my personal life, but I still felt like I delivered on a lot of stuff. And what I learned was you have to be more selective with who you work with and who you say yes to. And I learned, I was reading something and they were talking about, that's a big stepping stone, like a milestone when you're growing a business, is when you learn when to say no and why you're saying no, or the opposite, right? Like, when to say yes and why you're saying yes. And in the beginning, I was kind of like, well, anyone that wants to throw money at me, like, of course I'm going to say yes. And if someone says, like, hey, can you do this? And I understand it, then I'm going to be like, yeah, I either go out and outsource it, or I'm going to learn it myself. But in the beginning, it was kind of important for me to learn how to do this shit, because when I went to go out to outsource it, I wanted to know if I was getting ripped off, or if I was paying, so if they were getting the work done, and if I was getting ripped off, like, how much should this actually cost to get done? So I think it was important. It was a big learning curve for me, but it was just a lot. But I say all that to say this is, so going forward, the show is just going to be me. You know, we might have Tyler on just as, like, kind of reunion, say what's up, because, like I said, there's no bad blood between me and Tyler at all. You know, I went and saw him in Austin not too long ago, and he seems to be doing well. But as far as, like, consistently, it's just going to be me, and I honestly just want to do what I want to do. I want to talk about topics I want to talk about. And, you know, I still want to make this business sales focused or SDR focused. And I want to hear from you guys. Like, would that matter? Do you guys want me to keep it SDR focused? And I think I can do that. I think I might just bring on guests that I want to talk to, people that I respect, you know, not bring on, you know, whatever the John Barrowses of the world or whatever, that don't give a shit about me, won't even tag me in their posts or whatever. Because I'm just like, fuck that nonsense. Like, I want to talk with people that are excited to be on the show, familiar with the show, or whatever, right? Like, someone has a cool story. Like, I don't really care how much they're, you know, how many followers they have, or if they're a thought leader or whatever, that bullshit. It helped the growth of the show in the beginning. But now I don't really care that much about that. I just want to have fun with this. I want to do something that I'm excited to do. Me and Ding, the sales rapper, we've been collaborating a lot. We've been working on a lot of projects together. And I just think that dude is awesome. He's starting his own podcast right now, so this might not work out as much, but I've thought about bringing on him for some guests, have him pop in and out of the show. We're thinking about doing kind of a LinkedIn Live or something kind of more live here and there. But I guess this is just the main question is, what do you guys want this show to look like? Do you care? Are you just kind of invested in me and want to hear me talk and hear about my journey? And I can give you guys tips on sales, on marketing, on growing a business, on music, on video edit, you know, just like creative stuff. It can be about life after sales, which is kind of like a topic me and Ding has thrown around, and I think is maybe even the title of his new podcast. I'm not sure. But kind of this idea of like, what do you do after sales, or what do you do when you're not working? Kind of bringing up, helping you level up different skills that you guys have or want to perfect. I think that would be a cool idea. And I also just think, like, you know, maybe the Lowly SDR show doesn't even have to be sales focused all the time. Like, I'm definitely not going to drop the aspect of it, but, you know, I've thought about creating an entire new podcast, just so I can talk to people that have no idea what SaaS is or what an SDR is, and I can talk about music and stuff like that. But you know, I've been doing a lot of music stuff, and I want to do stuff like, yeah, I just want to talk to friends sometimes, and maybe I turn this show into that or not. But regardless, I'm still going to talk to SDRs. I'm still going to talk about SDRs and sales and business, because it's a huge part of my life. But also marketing is a big part of my life now. So maybe, you know, if depending on the reaction from people, you know, we'll see what it is. But as of right now, this is the end of the Lowly SDR as we know it. I'm going to try to release as much as I can, but I'm not going to make any promises anymore. I'm also going to stay away from selling sponsorships and all that type of bullshit. Now, like, you have to bear with me a little bit, because when people do come to me, and that's a big selling point, is like, hey, you know, I want to be on your podcast and promote my business through your podcast. Like, okay, it's not ideal for me. But you know, this show doesn't make me any direct money. So, you know, before, when it had all the sponsorships and affiliate partners and stuff I'd plug, that was really only way I made money off this stuff. And you have to understand, like, I don't have a full-time job. It's all off above ground. And, you know, even though I did pretty well last year, it costs a lot of money to run this business and to run this podcast. And even when I wasn't like uploading episodes, I was still paying for Buzzsprout, because you have to, there's like the hosting platform, you have to pay for that, or else they delete the episodes. So that's kind of like a lifetime thing that you got to do. And then, you know, just all the subscription services that I have, like I'm using Riverside right now, and you know, Zoom and Creative Cloud for editing the photos and blah, blah, blah. And then I just have like subscriptions to like make it sound better. And it adds up, man. It's crazy. But yeah, so that's about it. Kind of want to keep it pretty short. But, you know, that's kind of been my journey. And I learned a lot about myself last year. It was a really tough Q4. But the first couple quarters, first beginning of the year was awesome. I really thought things were just going my way, and I learned a ton about business. I learned a lot about myself, and during the downfall, I wrote a fuck ton of music, and I've been recording and releasing that lately. So I've been trying to turn a negative into a positive, and I think I'm really onto something. I've been writing recording, performing some of the best music I've ever created in my life. And that's saying a lot because I've been doing this for a long time. I never thought I would kind of fall into a flow state with that ever again. But I just do kind of feel like I'm in the zone. And, I want to section off some time for that stuff. So if you guys are interested in hearing more of my music stuff too, it's kind of weird bridging those two worlds together, but I really enjoy it. And most of the stuff that I do on the show, like the intro is like the DJing stuff is me. And I think like in season two, I was like rapping. That's me. All that stuff. So yeah, let me know. I'm pretty sure this podcast is dead at this point. So there'll probably be like a little CPR period where we're going to have to get listeners back onto it, get it back to a state of people are listening to it consistently again. But let's see how long that takes. But if you do listen to this episode, let me know what you think. Shoot me a message. Tell me that you're happy it's back. Tell me that you don't care anymore, that I should just shut it down and move to something new or whatever. What you'd be excited about? How do you like the show to change? How do you think I can improve? Are you going to miss Tyler? Do you have any guests that you want me to introduce? And yeah, man, just reach out. Let's shoot the shit. Just talk and we can reconnect. And anyone that's been on the show before, please reach out to me if you're interested in coming back on. There's a lot of people that I want to talk to again. Some of the episodes that stick out to me the most are, you know, like Patrick Downs, Ian Koniak, Paul Salamanca, Thomas Bocard, all of them, right? And real quick, so that's kind of a crazy story too. So this is one cool thing that I really want to thank you guys for is Thomas Bocard was one of my first guests on with Morgan Ingram. Later on we had on Paul Salamanca, and late last year I started working on videos for the Top 1%ers Academy, which is Tom and Paul's sales academy. They teach people, you know, how to get better at sales, improve their lives, kind of, and also just improve as human beings and stuff like that. Started editing some stuff for their academy and for their podcast, and they flew me out to New Jersey. I got to meet them in person. It was fucking awesome. But I have like a little vlog that I filmed for that that I'll be putting together. But just thank you guys for all the opportunities that I've gotten from this, all the support. It doesn't go unnoticed, and I couldn't have done this without this podcast. So, you know, I guess that's the ending point. I just want to do, you know, what's ever in best interest for you guys, but also make it fun for me so that I feel like releasing episodes like this, getting on a consistent basis of releasing content and getting my shit together. So I am I'm well and alive. I made it through the end of last year. Was not easy, but here I am. I'm feeling really good about 2022. I have some really big things coming up. With that said, I will see you guys on the next one. Peace. And if you guys did make it this far, you know, please don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, review the show, all that good stuff. Y'all know the drill. Also, I just dropped a new project of mine on the hip-hop side of stuff, so if y'all want to check that out, it's called Two Sides of a Coin, MC Clockwork. I'll link in the description. Go check it out. Let me know what you guys think. Peace.